indicate the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife.
Welcome back to The Drive with Bob and Jeff. That's Working Man's Blues from Merle Haggard. It's Merle Haggard Week here on the show. Mayor Jeff Longwell joins us on the I Got It Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're awaiting Lou Schweckheimer, who will join us shortly. Before we get him, let's ask you about today's developments at the city council meeting. A delay now as you guys look over the bids and some of the things that are coming in from the contractors. What's your view of this?
So not so much looking over the bids. Some council members are just frustrated with staff putting together the contract and getting it to us literally at the very last minute. And I get that. It's not the first time they've done that. They have shared with me that they're very comfortable with.
We lost some air. We need to put both these folks on the air at the same time. So,
is that going to work?
Well, stay with us. We'll get this figured out. Mayor Longwell and Lou Schweckheimer joining the show. So, Mayor Longwell doesn't see this as a major setback and just part of the process.
Well, I hope that's the case.
Well, we'll let you discuss that with him when we get him back on the line. So there. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right.
Maybe, yeah, we'll have some questions.
All right. Let's, Max, if you can pod these both up for me, we'd be good to go. All right.
Well, I'm just here reading about Lou Schweckheimer, former general manager of the Pawtucket Red Sox. He's got a pretty decent background in the game of baseball. He started out as an intern, so interesting story the young man has that we may be able to delve into here.
Well, here's the mayor. Mayor, how are you?
So I was right in the middle of probably
yes,
my most profound statement ever made in the history, and I'm pretty sure Jeff killed the phone line.
That was on me, man. My bad.
In a box.
So what were you saying about the developments today and what is in the near future and in the immediate future for the ballpark now?
So the council's fine. We're going to move forward next week. They just wanted to be able to read all the way through the contract and a little irritated at staff for getting us the contract at literally the last minute and really just sending a message that we want to be able to read these things that you put together and bring forward. But it's going to be a good contract. And as we heard today, the team is a team that has all of the experience that we need. And I think Lou said it best, and I don't know if we have Lou on the phone yet, but Lou was interviewed and said it best. He's familiar with all three teams, and any of the three teams would have built us a magnificent stadium. So it's really one of those situations where we couldn't make a mistake because we were going to come out of it with a fabulous team regardless of the selection. We just have to work our way through the contract.
All right, so we won't panic too much.
We won't panic. Lou Schweckheimer joins us, the new majority owner of the Wichita baseball franchise. Hello, Lou.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's great to be with you guys today.
Lou, talk about just your general excitement for bringing this team into Wichita, a market that hasn't had AAA baseball in a long time, hasn't had minor league baseball in about 10 years. Why was this the right choice for you and the franchise?
Well, I have to tell you, it all starts with Mayor Longwell in the very first meeting when we were asked to come to Wichita and take a walk around. I was struck immediately with, number one, his passion for the city of Wichita. but his enthusiasm for baseball, and as importantly, I think his passion for making Wichita a great city and taking the riverfront and creating a renaissance. And as it took me all of about 7 minutes walking the riverfront, and I immediately got it. And from that moment in time, we were perfectly honest with everybody that, as the mayor said to us, you know, there's a lot of folks in Wichita that are here by chance, but they stay by choice. And that is how I personally and we as a ball club feel about the city of Wichita. Great people, as I said today, great community, just a great vibe about the city, and we can't wait to get started.
Lou, how much time have you spent in Wichita before? I know you were here today. I know you've been here some, but how much time have you spent in Wichita? How much time do you plan to spend in Wichita now until we get this ballpark started and beyond that?
Well, I will tell you, it's not just me. We have, as the mayor probably has told you, an extraordinary team. And the team starts with Matt White, who was our chief operating officer in Pawtucket with the Red Sox for 20-plus years. We just recently had four members of our team. One of the great people you'll meet, Annie Life, Bob Millett, Eric Pedersen, we're all there. I spent the last 3 weeks in Wichita with Jordan Coberts and Matt White. So we have a team of about 40, believe it or not, and six of us have been in quite a bit and will be here, I'd like to say 24/7 till we get the stadium done, because that's what it's going to take.
All right, good stuff. Mayor Longwell, you're also heavily involved with this. Just talk about the relationship between the city and this ownership group as we move forward and how that has to come together.
Well, as much as Lou likes to say he fell in love with the city and my passion, we feel pretty fortunate that we fell into a situation where we have, we think, the most successful minor league ownership group that can bring a new energy to that river. And it's not just about baseball. They want to hold 200-plus events down there along that river corridor a year, and to have a group that's had their experience and success and knowledge, not just about baseball, but about everything that we want to see happen down there, truly is a fortunate situation for us, because as some probably don't know, we just about entered a contract with a different group that only wanted to do baseball, that only wanted to handle about 65 or 70 baseball games, and that was it. And so we are very lucky to have this experienced group that brings a lot of energy, and they don't want to just come here. They want to be a part of the community.
And, I would say this, Mayor, as we've talked about, our vision for the riverfront, Bill Veeck was a great major league owner. And, Bob, I know you're a Cardinals fan from way back. And when you think about the old National League and you think about great ballparks, great eras, great times, one of the things that we want to do that Bill Veeck said so eloquently, we want the ballpark in Wichita on the Arkansas River to be the front porch to the community where everybody feels welcome, everybody is embraced. And with that, you'll find a couple of things about our operation. The ballpark will be family friendly. It will be family priced, so it'll be affordable for everybody. And along with the 70-game baseball season, we've talked about energizing the riverfront when the team is on the road doing concerts and festivals, bringing in Friday night fights like the old Yankee Stadium used to do back in the day. Also doing with our contacts in the international community, bringing in the Chinese Taipei team, bringing in Cuba, bringing in Italy and the Dominican teams and playing a round-robin tournament. The folks up at Wichita State were so gracious with Matt and Annie and Eric and Bob showing them around, talking about bringing in baseball tournaments that we could be a part of. The folks at the Thunder could not have been more gracious and opened their arms to us about, one of the things we want to do is we want to build a skating rink in center field on the riverfront. So if you can imagine a Rockefeller Plaza from the time, you know, Thanksgiving on, where we have skating rinks out there and Santa's Village, and families can come and take advantage of the riverfront corridor and really become the centerpiece of what will be an extraordinary development, you know. And we're pleased we've met a lot of great people, and I think they all share our passion for doing it right, picking the right team, and then just getting to work, rolling up our sleeves, and make sure that when all is said and done, 20 years from now, this truly is a legacy project that elevated Wichita into the top echelon of all sports markets in the country. We're thrilled about that.
Talking with minor league baseball owner, Wichita baseball owner, Lou Schweckheimer, and the mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell.
Why don't you just get your nickname out of the way?
I'm not going to do that right now, but now you've made me forget my question. Lou, are you at all taken aback by the recent history of minor league baseball in Wichita? Obviously a stadium that was starting to lose its touch in those later years, and certainly in more recent years too. You're building a new stadium, but what assures you that people will attend for the long
haul?
Well,
I will tell you this. You know, we always look to the future, and the past is something we can learn from. When I got started, believe it or not, I was a 19-year-old kid in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and that was a WPA project, not unlike Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And they had basically threatened to bring the wrecking ball to it, bulldoze it. And we said, let's just pour a little TLC, paint it up a little bit, and we saved it from the wrecking ball. And I'm really proud of the fact that where they once wanted to build condos, 35 years later, we had drawn 17 million fans. We had hosted the AAA All-Star Game. We hosted concerts for Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, 20 different concerts. We hosted USA Baseball to play Italy in a sold-out event with 11,000 people. And it's very similar, you know. And when I looked at Lawrence Dumont for the first time, I felt a little bit of that nostalgic kind of, we owe this stadium everything, because it was the pillar that truly kept baseball alive in Wichita. And we have a sacred trust to honor all those that came before us. So I don't look at the past in organized baseball and professional baseball as anything but the pillars that allowed us to be at this place and time. So we will do our best to honor the traditions that brought fans out while also looking to the future, because really this is about the future. And I can't be more excited about bringing the energy to that new ballpark. I think you'll find that the team that will be selected is a world-class entity that, together with the leadership in the city, will give you the best stadium for the money anywhere in the country. So to answer your question, we're thrilled about being there. We honor the past. I think we learn from the past. And another example is El Paso. El Paso, in a lot of ways, is like Wichita. They said it was a failed AA city. Well, last year, El Paso drew over 600,000 people in a state-of-the-art facility that was built on an old city hall. And the mayor laughed about it and said, you know, there's some folks that would like us to do that here. And we've got to get a chuckle out of it. But no, we're thrilled about the future.
Mayor Jeff Longwell, Lou Schweckheimer with us. They're going to stay with us still at the top of the hour or so. But, Mayor, before we take a break, wanted to ask you, we know the vision along the river. We know that that area is going to be developed. What happens to McLean Boulevard? What happens to the west, north, and south of the ballpark? What's it going to look like?
So we can tell you with the talks that we've been having, we're looking at keeping McLean Boulevard in place. It may change in some of its form and some of its function, but you'll still be able to drive McLean Boulevard without making dramatic detours around the baseball stadium. But it's certainly going to be a more inviting drive than it even is at this point in time. And looking forward to what it becomes potentially on game day. And we have looked at on game days you know, at the game events, potentially blocking off portions of it so that it can be more of a pedestrian walkway. And then Lou and his team plan on bringing in some significant development along with a local developer that wants to build up the area into a river village. And that's what we see with AAA baseball stadiums around the country. They truly become a catalyst for growth. And we're seeing them because of the nature of what they bring to a community. Communities want to have significant development around them in a wide variety of ways, whether it be retail, restaurants, office space, just density around the ballpark. And this one's perfect because it is in an urban setting. And we're excited about the stadium being a catalyst.
We are talking with Mayor Jeff Longwell and majority owner of the new Wichita baseball franchise, Lou Schweckheimer. News today that the ballpark, it's going to be, what, next Tuesday now, Mayor?
Yeah, next Tuesday we're scheduled to finalize the contract for the design-build team.
And Lou, what are some of the amenities that this ballpark is going to include for fans? What do you see setting this ballpark apart from others in AAA and AA baseball?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind right out of the bat is the setting. It is going to be situated, set back on a beautiful parcel with incredible view corridors of the city and the riverfront. And so as we seek to design the best ballpark, we've talked about really what features we like from all of the ballparks that we've toured. We've been in probably 200 of them over the past 30 years. And we want to make this one unique, to have an embracing arm that reaches out to the waterfront, respects the waterfront. As we embrace the waterfront, we want to be able to allow fans on non-game days to be able to come right up to this big open center field pavilion, bring out their picnic lunch, sit it out on a plaza and look into the ballpark. There'll be a number of suites. There'll be hospitality areas for the corporate community to have outings for families and clients. And I think at the end of the day, what we really want to do is make the fan experience with great seats, great sight lines, really close to the field, on top of the action, where fans and players can mingle and interact. So the bullpens, for example, we want exposed. So fans can go up to the players during games and watch them warm up. They can interact with conversations. They can have some fun. You know, one of my great memories in Pawtucket was our bullpens had access to a little bit of a terrace. And our players would, every now and then I'd see a player out there having a hot dog. I'm like, what is up with that? And guys like Jonathan Papelbon, who won a World Series for us in 2007, every time he'd see a young, unsuspecting young kid, he'd wave the kid over and say, hey, go get me a hot dog and I'll give you an autographed ball. And you see this kid come back with a hot dog, lower it down in a string. And Jonathan was a bit of a hot ticket. He would say, hey, you got to put more mustard on it. And he'd bring it back to the kid. The kid would come back with another hot dog, and he'd get an autographed ball. And you see that type of interaction where, you know, every single day there's a moment like that at the ballpark where players and fans interact during batting practice. And it's really the magic of making that ballpark the front porch to the community. And what you'll see, in addition to great sight lines, is a ball club and players that are really active in the community. Our team has a charitable foundation. We do a lot every single day in the community and in the markets that we're in now. We sponsor a lot of events. We will bring in a welcome home dinner. We'll have, you know, when we were in Pawtucket, we'd bring back some of our Hall of Famers, Dennis Eckersley and Jimmy Rice and Wade Boggs and Carlton Fisk, to talk to the fans, do autograph sessions, and speak to the business community. We'd have 1,000 people in the room. And I'm really looking forward to educating our fan base here in Wichita about the elite young players coming up through the Marlins organization You know, we met with Derek Jeter a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, and Mike Hill. And they're basically taking the Yankee approach in building a superstar farm system. It probably won't show the fruits of the labor in a year, but in 2 years, you'll be able to say, wow, I saw a Derek Jeter type player win in Wichita for the first time. Or I saw Dustin Pedroia or Kevin Youkilis or John Lester right here first. And the other thing you'll see is the elite players from the Royals coming in and the Cubs coming in, all the visiting teams coming in, the very best prospects in baseball at the highest level of the farm system. You're going to see them here first in Wichita.
Well, please learn that when you're on our show, Lou, that you don't mention the Cubs without mentioning the Cardinals. So you're doing a great job with this interview, but just watch that one, okay?
Hey, I've got to add one thing. And Lou mentioned concessions, just so people have a feel for the comparison. I think that they're bringing in something like 80 points of concession into this new stadium, along with some actually sit-down restaurant experiences that you can have at the stadium. Big, big change from what's there today.
Yeah, and one of the things we're really excited about, and this was something that Matt, Annie, Eric, and Bob brought back, is, you know, the Delano Arts District and really integrating the ballpark with a vibrant arts district and community. What we see is creating a brew pub right in center field where we brew a ballpark beer on site. That now I heard wheat is big in this town. So a nice wheat beer. I've seen the mayor and his crew go up and down some of the restaurants and we've watched the different parts of town just kind of reach out and say, hey, you ought to be doing this at the ballpark. You ought to be doing that. We really want to be good listeners. So I'd love to do a restaurant, a little brew pub. We've talked about some development on the riverfront that creates almost a vibrant restaurant row and a music scene where live bands and entertainment can be had. You know, the mayor's talked about a local developer who's a great guy who we look forward to sitting down with and talking about, you know, what does this stadium do to enhance the river? But more importantly, how do we connect with the other side of the river and a master plan for Wichita? So everything that we do is in the prism of what's best for the city long term. And so for us to develop restaurants and gathering places is really kind of our responsibility out of the gate to be good listeners.
Mayor, I wanted to ask you about Lou and his background. He's, as he mentioned, been involved in baseball since he was 19 as an intern, worked his way up as general manager and now an owner. So how much does that baseball, how encouraged are you by the baseball background of the owner now of our franchise here?
So it means everything to us to have someone with this level of experience. I will argue that you very seldom see this much experience in some of the owners at the major league level. And so we have someone coming to town that not only has great baseball experience, but has the experience to deliver a venue that's going to bring the community down there 220 times a year. And so we're really excited about what they bring in the experience and their level of interest and their level of commitment and their level of investment. And we will be the only professional baseball stadium in the country that has the history of the National Baseball Congress that sits right integrated into the ballpark with a museum component.
Mayor Jeff Longwell, Lou Schweckheimer with us. Lou, what is your awareness of the National Baseball Congress? And that's going to change some. Can you tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are there?
Oh, sure. I mean, we, as I said earlier, you know, our responsibility is to honor the past. And going back to Satchel Paige, all of the great players that have come through Wichita that have graced that field, that have graced that ballpark site, we'd like to honor. We met with the executives of the NBC in our last visit and pledged to them that we would work hard to to honor the NBC, not only with a world-class museum that we want to also turn into an educational facility so that we can create films, artifacts, and honor what truly came before us. And so we'll do field trip days. We'll honor the past. But we also made a commitment as we get the Pacific Coast League scheduled, we would like to carve out as many possible dates so that, you know, the NBC as we know it flourishes. And I think this gives us an opportunity to work together to maybe infuse some new life, new energy, new passion into what has been a historic run of, you know, decades. And I think our crew, the one thing I really believe that when our crew, who has a combined 300 years of experience at the major league level and at the minor league level, really wraps their arms around what the NBC means to the community. I mean, I like everybody, you know, I've known Roger Clemens since he was 19 years old, and to see Roger Clemens and Kobe come to Wichita with Chipper Jones and that gang and be 20 again, I mean, that's the magic of the experience, you know? And when you see teams come in from all parts of the country, I would say this. I would like, and I've talked about it, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but I always thought that there's something neat about Midnight Madness. And I thought that it would be great to do a Midnight Madness kickoff to the NBC where the first game starts at midnight. Nice. And surround that by a festival, and it let it be the kickoff of what is the new NBC. And then do the tiered playoffs and get to a finale where we have a band before the game, have the championship game, and then do a post-game concert with fireworks and, you know, river cruises to celebrate all the teams coming in. So I think we're going to infuse new life into it. We're looking forward to working with Kevin and the gang and really trying to do a good job to re-energize what is a classic only in Wichita event. And we're thrilled to be part of that.
Well, that sounds exciting, except that's just about 2 hours behind the mayor's bedtime. So I don't know that he'll be able to be there for Midnight Madness, but it'll certainly be popular with the rest of the citizens. Before we let you go, we got to address the naming rights, not only of the stadium, but of the team. How are you going to do that? And what do you think, Lou, of Rockhoppers, which has been
my
co-host thought from the very beginning.
We have a fantastic zoo here. A big part of our zoo is the penguin exhibit. The penguin, one of the breeds, is a Rockhopper. It fits in with all these weird names minor league teams are coming up with. There's a logo ready-made. You can look up what a Rockhopper penguin looks like. And I'm just sold on Rockhoppers, fellas.
And it has some tie to the river because you can throw rocks and they hop. And what
skipping rocks, like
Lou,
so
that's
many.
The best we got. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to look great in the front page of the paper. The Rockhoppers playing the Sod Poodles or the Chihuahuas. Now, I did go on record as saying that we were going to try to pick a strong, vibrant name that reflected, you know, the spirit of the new Wichita. And, you know, it's one of those great debates because wherever you go, somebody's got an opinion. And that's the magic of it. The energy and the enthusiasm of everybody throwing names at us. I've heard probably 80 names, and I would say 20 of them would be great team names. The other 60, I'm not going to put them with Rockhoppers just yet. But
so Rockhoppers may be in that top 20 is what I'm hearing you say.
There's a chance.
Nice.
Might have just snuck into the top 20, and then, you know, we'll have a vetting process. We'll take a ride out to the zoo, and if they look friendly enough, we'll get them into the top 10.
All right, I love it. That's encouraging. Thank you.
And finally, you talked a moment ago about Derek Jeter and having some contact with him and what the Marlins are trying to do, and certainly that group has only been in place for a short time. But are you impressed? Because certainly the ownership at the major league level and how that operation is run, certainly comes down through the minor leagues. Are you impressed with what you've seen of the Marlins?
I will tell you this. When we first came to New Orleans, and again, keep in mind that I spent 37 years in the Red Sox organization, and you get used to, you know, a certain style, a certain way. And Arnie Baylor was our manager in Pawtucket when we won the Governor's Cup Championship in 2012. He went on to coach and win a World Series title in 13 with the Red Sox. And then we brought him over to New Orleans, and he's a Wichita State guy. And the one thing we were struck by, Gary Denbo, who was a longtime New York Yankee executive who started the captain's camp where all the elite young athletes came in and spent 2 weeks with Derek Jeter in New York, getting acclimated to the big league level and then training in the same way that Jeter and the Yankees trained. Well, a lot of the best practices that Gary implemented with the Yankees, Mike Hill, who's one of the, you know, he's a second baseman at Harvard, a great guy who's the general manager of the Marlins, and Derek Jeter, who's a Hall of Famer, first ballot, no questions asked. Their whole purpose in life is to create an elite farm system. And having met with them on a number of occasions, having our players come back from spring training, and the first thing Derek Jeter did was took the 300 employees and players in spring training and put them under one roof. And from the young signee, 17-year-old kid from the Dominican Republic, to Giancarlo Stanton or whoever was at the top of the Marlins food chain. He brought them all together and said, what the major leaguers wear, the minor leaguers wear. What the major leaguers train in, the minor leaguers train in. We are today, moving forward, one family. And we all will do the same thing, we'll learn the same way, and we will be treated as one family. And that has permeated its way down. So the first year we were with the Marlins, the farm system was ranked 27th in baseball out of 30 teams. Last year it was ranked 14th. So they basically have the distance to the top of the food chain. And with the signings of two Cuban players this past month and their international scouting department, I think what we're in store for here in Wichita is a run that will place Wichita at a very competitive place in the Pacific Coast League. I think we can count on great teams, competitive teams, but we will never sacrifice player development for winning. Our job is to get the big league players ready to go, and we want to do a walk of fame on the riverfront so that 20 years from now, every time we add a star to the riverfront, or in this case, a baseball, you'll say, wow, that was Derek Jeter. Wow, that was Bernie Williams. Wow, that was Nomar Garciaparra. But those will be guys wearing Wichita uniforms, and it'll be the first time you get to see them before they go on to national prominence. And we in Wichita want to have a really important role in bringing a major league championship and a World Series title to the Marlins. And that's our role, and we will never sacrifice that.
So here's another advantage that we have bringing Lou to town. Lou has a wonderful relationship with a former Shocker and former Cleveland Indians coach, Eric Wedge.
My man.
Yep.
We are talking with Mayor Jeff Longwell and majority owner of the new Wichita baseball franchise, Lou Schweckheimer. Of course, that team will go online in 2020, still raising the stadium at Lawrence Dumont. And Mayor, when will that be finished? What is the timeline as we speak today?
So their contract calls the site to be totally clear by the end of December of this year. So they are well on their way.
They've done a bang up job getting that thing torn down. It was a little bit melancholy, was it not, to watch that process?
Well, a little bit, but what we also found out is that stadium came down a little easier than anticipated. I guess there was a steel shortage back in the 30s because they did not put any reinforcement of any kind in that concrete that was at the stadium.
Wow. That's interesting.
Lou, can you just talk about the operations of a minor league team, especially as owner? It's affiliated, obviously, with the major league team, but it's not kind of under the same ownership. So what are, from your standpoint, day-to-day operations of a minor league team as it relates to a major league team, and also how it doesn't relate to a major league team?
Well, I think the most important thing to really say is that the minor league team, especially at the AAA level, is the top of the development food chain, if you will. And our job is to provide a world-class environment for those players to train to get to the big league. So they're mutually exclusive in that the major league club is owned by one group, and our group in Wichita is owned by another. But we signed what is known as a player development contract, which is part of an affiliated baseball, professional baseball agreement. So the mayor was right when he first sought to bring affiliated ball to Wichita, in that it is the best brand of baseball in the country. And so our role is to take the very best of these players who for maybe 2 or 3 years strive to get to the big league. So we're responsible for the playing conditions. We will fly them all over the country. We'll fly them to 3 different time zones to prepare to get ready to the next step for them, which is the end of that rainbow, the dream of playing in the big leagues. And so providing the environment, we are responsible for maintaining the ballpark to the facility standards. I know the mayor at various points in the journey here was a little bit frustrated with the timeline, but we had to adhere strictly. Pat O'Connor, who's the president of minor league baseball, Branch Rickey, who is the president of the International League, shepherded this process very deliberately through the proper lanes so that we could ultimately relocate. Without their leadership and without their guidance, we would not have been able to do what we did. And we're forever indebted to both of those gentlemen. But our role once we get here is also, as we talked about constructing a stadium, our responsibility is to this community. Our responsibility is to be a community leader, to provide great family entertainment. Our goal is to enhance the quality of life for everybody within 3 hours of Wichita. We want to make this a gathering place, not only for fans in Kansas, but our surrounding states. And so that's our challenge. We have 42 full-time staff members that we're relocating into Wichita that will be living there 24/7. We'll probably hire another 400 seasonal and part-time folks to join the operation. And then once we do the development along the riverfront, you know, obviously that becomes a catalyst to bring on another 30 full-time people. So, you know, we're also about creating jobs and spurring economic development in the community. So they are two separate, distinct operations.
Lou, I have a question real quick. This is another self-serving question. I would really like to be the official scorer, and I realize there's a process to that. What are the steps that I should take to be able to do? Seriously, I'm talking to the owner. What am I going to pass this up?
All right, so we have a test. If it's a call, strike three. Which way are we making the K?
Well, it's backwards, of course.
You're hired.
Good.
That's
man.
All it took.
That was easy.
All right. Well, I'll see you in April of 2020.
I will vouch for him as being as much a baseball guy as you can possibly be. So we'll see what happens
Cardinals
there.
Cardinals fan as well?
I'm a Cleveland Indians fan, actually.
So Lou, you've got to share at least a little bit about your relationship with Wedgie.
Well, yeah.
So I'll tell you two quick stories, and I'll make them both family friendly.
Okay.
The first one is about 2002 when Wedgie, as you guys know, All-American from Wichita State, led the Shockers to the national championship. Number one round pick of the Red Sox. He gets to Pawtucket and single-handedly beats the Yankees farm team in Columbus to get us to Syracuse. And Syracuse is loaded, you know. We find out on a Wedgie hit that we're going to the playoffs. We need to get a plane. And by beating the Yankees, they had chartered George Steinbrenner's Yankee plane. And so I called my good friend Ken Schnocke with the Columbus Clippers and said, hey, any chance we can borrow that plane? Because we've got to get to Syracuse. And knowing Ken's a good friend, we obviously got the bill for the plane. It wasn't a freebie. But so we fly on the Yankee charter. Wedgie gets on the plane, and on the tail of the plane is that god-awful New York Yankee logo. And as we get into the cabin, there are framed photographs of Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Ron Guidry, Thurman Munson, Catfish Hunter, Reggie Jackson, and Wedgie walks down the aisles. He goes, "I can't wait to the big league so I can beat those son of a fill in the blank." So we get to Syracuse. First game, we're down in the ninth inning. Wedgie hits a ball off the foul pole to win the game for us. And then we get swept. And our manager, Buddy Bailey, said, "Today we got swept by a great team. In 20 years, they'll all be millionaires, and the only name you'll remember from this PawSox team is Eric Wedge."
Wow.
And so now Wedge goes to the big leagues and gets hurt. And he had a couple of serious, serious injuries. And he comes back to us 2 years later in Pawtucket on rehab. And I love Wedgie, and I'm standing down by the end of the dugout, and Dan Duquette was the general manager of the Boston Red Sox, and he had signed a couple of players that were kind of late in their careers, trying to get back to the big leagues, and Buddy pinch hit for one of them. And the kid, not known to the Red Sox organization well, slams his helmet down, and then takes his gloves off and slams his glove down, and then flips his bat up in the air and kicks the door. And Buddy, who's very stoic, doesn't even acknowledge it. And then the kid says something inappropriate, slams the door, and walks into the clubhouse. And I look over, and I see Wedgie's big eyes getting bigger and angry, and he pats our manager on the back. He goes, "I got this one, Skipper." So I go running into the clubhouse because I know this is not going to end well for this guy. And I get there too late, and all I see is two legs sticking out of a trash can. And his cleats up in the air, and Wedgie hovering over the trash can saying, "You never talk to your manager that way, especially in front of other players. You got it?" And the kid was stuttering and said, yeah, I got it. And the guy became an exemplary player after that because he understood that Wedgie was the policeman of that team, and you didn't ever cross Wedgie.
Natural-born leader, Eric Wedge.
Yeah, and that's when I knew he would be a great manager. And he was a great manager.
And he's likely to get another shot at it somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, Lou and Mayor Longwell, I did want to ask you about the process of getting this done from start to finish. I know that Mayor Longwell has I've teased him a couple times during this interview, but he has been remarkable in his endurance and his steadfastness. Is that a word?
I think so.
Of getting this project done, and it's a major project. I think one that he'll be remembered for his legacy as the mayor of Wichita. I'd like you both to comment about just getting to this spot. Mayor, let's go with you first.
Let me just say that it's been a long, arduous process that there's no question. I probably got out of my lane a couple of times and received some stern conversations from those that corrected me. But a difficult process to go through, frustrating at times, but certainly worth the outcome. As I've shared with people, it probably took 5 years off my life, but it'll be a 5 years well worth spent because the end result's going to be outstanding.
And Lou, from your standpoint, can you describe what this process has been like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I can say this, and I won't embarrass the mayor, but I will say this. We're not on the phone here tonight together laughing about the process, if not for one man's will. Mayor Longwell took the burden of his vision of bringing affiliated baseball back and single-handedly, I believe, set the stage. And he is to be forever congratulated because without him, when I first met the mayor and we shook hands, I knew that we had a trusted partner that had the honorable intention of doing this the right way for the people of Wichita, a city that he loves, a city that every time he talks about it, his eyes grow big. This is a man who's passionate about the city that he lives in. And I would tell you this, you know, the entire city council, every single member has been completely honest and honorable, and truly you should be proud of everybody on the city council. And I said to the mayor, you know, in terms of public service, you'll have to go a long way to find a man with the integrity of Bob Layton. You know, and Scott Rigby, with his passion for the game, I think the mayor and the city council and the team that have been assembled, Jeff Fleur and everybody, when we finally got to Wichita with approval, and we had the executive committee, which is comprised of 10 owners, and Branch Rickey, the president of the league, and the attorneys from Major League Baseball and minor league baseball in the room, they were completely blown away by the presentation that the mayor, that Bob Layton, that Jeff Fleur put together, that the city council embraced to do this right. And if it wasn't for the mayor's leadership, it never would have happened. And I will just tell you this, you can go 100 lifetimes and not find somebody that loves his city the way Mayor Longwell loves his city. And we're indebted to him for his leadership, and we're forever grateful that he fought hard for this, because there might have been three or four times in this journey it really would have been easy to just say, you know what, this is too much work. He never said that. He said, it's hard, but if it was easy, anybody could do this. And that's a tribute to his work ethic and his tenacity, because that's why we're here.
Well, we certainly appreciate both of your efforts and your time. And Lou, I want you to know that Mayor Longwell is a very ardent listener of our show, calls us often. We would like for you to do the same, okay?
Absolutely. I welcome that. I look forward to it. And I will tell you my 67 Cardinals Red Sox story someday. When your team broke my heart as a 12-year-old.
I'm dying to hear that one, Lou. I'll tell you that right now.
Your heart has been put back together many times since.
Yes.
Some of us still have broken hearts over here.
Thank you both. We appreciate you.
All right, you're guys. Welcome. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you.
That's good stuff. Lou Schweckheimer, the new majority owner of the Wichita AAA franchise, and Mayor Jeff Longwell. Back in a moment, we'll get your reaction. Stay with us.